Hello guys, welcome back to the Christian Girl Daydreaming Podcast. I'm your host, Rochelle. Guys, I am just in such a big mood to just chat and talk about the Word of God. It's quarter to six on a Thursday evening, and I just had a big day behind me. I was taking pictures of our new apparel items for my business. For those that don't know, I run a small business called For His Kingdom Ministry on Instagram. And today we just shot all the new items we are going to be putting on the website. I'm still not done with like the final details on my website, and I'm still working on that, but I'm hoping to get everything up by this weekend, by Friday. So that was so exciting, and but I'm really excited for this message. Today's episode is called Blessings Follow Favor. Ooh, guys, this message has been following me, I feel like, for weeks now, and I am so excited to talk about it. So John 10 verse 10 says, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I'm not going to lie, this episode is highly, highly inspired by my pastor's message on Sunday evening. And also we had an American pastor preach at our church on last week Wednesday. Was it this week? No, last week Wednesday. He spoke about a very similar topic. It was the same topic. So this message is highly, highly inspired by that. But before we get into it, I just want to reiterate that don't take anything I say as advice, or don't take everything I say with a grain of salt. I'm not a pastor. I'm not your pastor. So this is just me chatting, just a random Christian girl talking about the Word of God. Don't take me too seriously, okay? So essentially what this title means, blessings follow favor, is that God designed you for something, and you can only experience overflow and blessing in that area where He has favored you. So you are favored. You have a certain favor on your life, and the blessing will follow where God has favored you. Okay, so this is not something new. This is not something, extravagant that we've never heard of. We've heard of this before. We know that God designed us for something. But it definitely blew my mind and brought me back to that place of realization that, God has placed something unique on the inside of every single one of His children. And we can't just let that go to waste. We can't just overlook that, right? So I'm thinking about the Bible verse or the Bible story where God gave three people each a talent, or like He gave the first person five talents and the second one like three, and then the last one He gave like one talent. I'm not 100% sure how many talents. And then the one worked on the talent, or what was it? I think He just used the talent and then multiplied it. The second one did the same. He worked and used his talent and then multiplied the talent, etc. But the third guy took the talent, was scared, and then he stored it away. So he didn't use his talent. And God was like, "Why did you do that?" That was not a great story from my side. I'm so sorry. I need to know my Bible better. So essentially, you have a sweet spot in your life. And what do I mean by that? I've realized that when I do certain things, there's just a grace on it. Like, it just happens so easy. Like, when my hand touches it, there's a blessing on it. It works. It multiplies. It's fruitful. It's maybe not like booming. Like, it's maybe not, producing all this money, or like, for example, my business. I'm not rich. Like, it's not an overnight quick rich scheme. No, it's like, I started a business, and every time I work on it, or every time, or when I launched it, even, it was so blessed, and I couldn't believe it. And you can, as you are listening to this episode, I know you can think of an area in your life where, forget about it's blessed. Think about like how you feel when you do it, like you just come alive. I know for me with my YouTube channel, I feel so fulfilled when I film an episode, I feel so fulfilled when I film a video. I work all week on it. I'm thinking about it. I'm filming clips for it. I sit down in front of my laptop. I take 2 days or a few hours out of my day and I edit the vlog. The amount of fulfillment I feel when I hit upload, it's insane. I feel really fulfilled. So you can think of an area in your life where you just feel that feeling of fulfillment. Maybe it's what you are studying right now. You just get so much accomplishing feeling in your studies. You love what you're doing. Maybe not all the aspects, because you can love one aspect of what you are doing, but there's some aspects where it's just, I just have to do this because it's part of the thing. But the main thing about what you are doing just makes you come alive. Something that my boss has said on Sunday was, think about that thing that makes you come alive. That thing that gets you excited. Like if you think about it, it makes you light up inside. Now, that is the exact thing that God placed inside of you and that he is going to use and bless, because that's where he favored you. So blessing follows favor also means that even though you are working on that thing that makes you come alive inside, that you feel God has called you to, it can also mean that you don't see the provision from it just yet. So in other words, it's not producing a monetary value just yet. You are working on something, you love it, you see it's blessed, everything's just fantastic, but it's not producing money. You can't make a living off it. You can't live from it, right? And there's a verse in the Bible that talks about seek first the kingdom of God and all these things shall be added to you. I feel like I quote that verse in every single episode. I really do feel like that. I should get other scriptures. But yeah, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. God will add to you what you need as you seek his kingdom and as you work on that thing that he's blessed you for, favored you for. We know that God provides for our needs. We know that he takes care of us. But you can't let the fact that he doesn't produce money just yet give up on it, because you know that eventually there will be money. And let me just put your mind at ease, because the Bible says that money is the least. We shouldn't even worry. This blows my mind. We shouldn't even worry about money. We shouldn't be stressed about money. We shouldn't follow money. Money should follow us. Okay? So two topics or two points that I want to mention. The first point that I want to say is use wisdom. I spoke to someone at church the other day, and she was telling me about sometimes if you are chasing your dreams and you need money, right? So you're working on this thing, but you just need some monetary provision. Get a job. Make it work. Make a plan. We can't live on hoping for miracles every day. Yes, God is a miracle worker, but he's also the God of principles, like the principle of seed, time, and harvest. So you plant a seed, it takes time to produce a harvest. So let's say, for example, this podcast, it's not obviously producing any money, right? And that's also not my intention at all. But let's say over a couple of years, maybe I'll be at a point where sponsors get involved or something like that. I don't know. That's just an example. But so I can't quit on what I'm doing right now because I'm not seeing the monetary fruit of it. I need to wait that out. And if I need money, I need to get a job or do something and just bite the bullet, put on your big old pants and just do what you need to do in order to make this dream a reality. Because God is going to bless it. If he has favored you for it, he will bless you in it. Okay? So we shouldn't run from responsibility. Responsibility is just one of those things that we just all have to learn, and we all have to go through learning what it means to take care of yourself. Like I said in the last podcast, I know that one day it's not just going to be me who I'm taking care of. I'm going to be taking care of kids, a husband, maybe my parents one day when they, I don't know, are a little bit older. Yeah, so you need to learn to take responsibility, but that's not the main point. The main point is don't quit on the thing you're working on because it's still small days. It's still early days. Early days can be you've been working on this thing for 3 years and it feels like nothing's happening. Like nothing's really growing. I'd say take a closer look. Is it not growing or is it not growing at the extent of what you want it to grow? Because it probably is growing. There is probably growth. It's not what you want. And we need to stop looking at this world for direction because it's easy to look at the Americans and be like, oh my word, look, she started a business and it's blowing up or it's so successful. She's 21. She lives by herself in her own apartment. She has this, that, and the other. That's a different thing. I don't know if it's only South Africans that listen to me. In my head, it's only South Africans. But we need to also understand context. We live in South Africa. Sometimes that's just not the case for us. Most of the time. You know, you have to not... The point I'm trying to make is don't compare yourself. Because God knows your situation and He knows their situation. Don't compare your journey to someone else because they are in a different context as you. Okay, so that is still possible for you. 100%. But maybe there's still some things that God needs to teach you because He's placed you in where you are right now for a reason. And He's placed that person where they are for a reason. Okay, so never compare yourself to anyone else. I'm still learning that. Like, I struggle, if I can be vulnerable with you guys, I struggle with comparison so much. Not only comparing myself to others, but comparing myself to myself. And it's so difficult. Like today I was in the gym. I love the gym. I've been gymming. I've been consistent for a couple of months now. And I really do see the fruits of it. And people have, you know, told me, Rochelle, you look great. Not that I'm boasting or anything, but my point I'm trying to make is it doesn't matter, you know, what people say or what I see in the mirror. What I feel inside is if I see another girl in the gym and, you know, she gyms hard, she looks great, I'm going to compare myself and it's not going to make me feel good. Even though, you know, the Christian response is, no, I'm happy for her because, you know, that's going to be me one day. Yeah, okay, that's easy to say that. It's easy to say, oh, I'm so excited that they are in a relationship. I know it's going to be me one day. You know, I'm so happy for her that her business, you know, is so blessed. I know that's going to be me one day. It's easy to say that. But it's still, you know, you still feel the feelings. You still feel that thing of, oh no, why am I where I am? And that's okay because we are human beings. We are human. You are human. I am human. We fail. We fall short every single day. So obviously I go to the gym. I see that girl. She looks amazing. Immediately I'm like, damn, why don't I look like that? And it's important to recognize and just to stop yourself, but don't feel bad when you do compare, okay? But end of the day, use your wisdom. God is a God of seed, time, and harvest. If you sow the seed, if you go to the gym 5 days a week or how many you want, if you sow the seeds, over time, you're going to see the harvest. But you can't quit on the gym now because you are comparing your journey to someone who's been gymming for 4 years. Or for 3 years, or for 10 years, because that's unfair to you, and that's unfair to God, because He has placed, you know, that desire inside your heart, etc., etc. The second point I want to talk about is, what has God already put inside of you? Now, this is the topic that my pastor preached about on Sunday, and this is such an important thing, because when he talked about this, it kind of opened my eyes, because this is a conversation you have to have with God and ask the Lord, Lord, what have you placed inside of me? Because we, most of the time, we overlook the little things that make us unique. When we were at school, and I'm sure you felt the same, okay, please tell me if I'm wrong, but in school, we want to fit in. You don't want to be different. Because if you are different, you stand out too much and you don't want to stand out. Right, so those are early days in like primary school, early high school years. I'm sure, like for me, when I gave my life to Christ when I was grade 9, after that, like grade 11, grade 12, I had no problem being different. I was like, I'm not going to parties. I don't want to do all this. Like, I'm in my lane. You're in your lane. But yeah, we overlook the little things that make us. Why did I talk about that? I don't even know why I just spoke about that. But we overlook the little things that make us unique. I feel like most of us get insecure about our unique aspects because you have nothing to compare it to. Like, I have some aspects about myself that I can't compare to anyone else, so immediately I judge it or I overlook it because I can't compare it to anything. An example again, a YouTube channel. I started my channel when I was grade 9. No one was doing it. I was the only one. I still cringe when I think about the videos, but you know, that's what made me unique and I loved doing it. But yeah, I still wish I didn't do it because I did get a little bit of slack for doing that. But you know what? It's okay because it made me who I am today. But that's essentially what made me unique. So today, I'm like so proud of the fact that I have a YouTube channel because that I'm unique in that. Like, there's not many people, I'm talking about around me, not online, but like around me, that do that. That's what makes me unique. I love talking. I come alive when I'm able to talk, especially about the Word of God. I feel like that's something that makes me unique in my immediate circle. So we can't overlook the things that make us unique. If there's something inside of you that makes you come alive and it's not something that makes everyone come alive, that's what makes you unique and you can't overlook it. If you doubt yourself, you will never accomplish anything. Ooh. Don't worry. I doubt myself many times. Many times I doubt myself. I mean, I can say 99% of the time I doubt myself. But you know who I will never doubt? Jesus. You got that right. You guessed it. Jesus. I won't doubt God. And I asked someone the other day, have you ever doubted God? Like, have you ever doubted that he will provide? Or have you ever doubted that? And they said, no. I've never doubted God that he will provide. I've never doubted that the Lord will come through. But I've doubted myself in that I will mess things up. Or we will, as humans, we will fail. We will mess God's plans up. In the same sense, I'd say, who are you to think that you are big enough to change God's plans for your life? Someone that I spoke to at church also said that there's one plan that God has for you. Only one. He has a plan for you. But there are 100 different routes to get there. So you can go any one of the routes. You might think you are outside of the will of God. I can confidently say to you right now, you are never outside of the will of God. Because the day you gave your life to Christ is the day you stepped into the will of God. And you can't get out of there. You're not gonna go outside of the will of God. You might just take route number 55 to get to where you need to be, but you're still in the will of God. You are still going to learn everything you need to learn. You are still going to write the tests that you need to write. You are still going to go through the trials that you need to go through because God, this is another verse that is coming to mind. The good work that God has started in you, he will finish and he will accomplish. What is that verse? I actually want to get it. I'm going to search it real quick. The good work he has started verse. What verse is that? Philippians 1 verse 6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. God started something in your life. He started something and he will finish it. And I just love that. That just gives me so much peace and so much rest in the fact that God, at the end of the day, he has the final say. Okay, so I'm going to end this podcast off leaving you with one thing. And that is, what makes you come alive is what makes you different. And that is what God is going to use. So go tonight, go after you've listened to this podcast and ask God, what did He put inside of you? What makes you come alive? What is the unique thing that He has put inside of you that He favored you for? And wait for His answer. Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. I love spending time with you guys. I love you guys DMing me, and I read the latest review on the podcast and it literally almost brought tears to my eyes. Thank you guys for reviewing and rating and DMing me. It truly means the world. I can't thank you enough. I can't say this enough. And you guys must have a beautiful, wonderful evening. Thank you for spending this time with me. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye!